John Hendricks says schools are having more difficulty maintaining SAGE as personnel costs continue to rise. The Sparta Area School District Superintendent projects it will cost his district a little under $300,000 to have SAGE this year. Hendricks says he would like a little wiggle room in meeting the program requirements.
What I'm asking for and what other districts I think are looking for also is some flexibility in that, so that if we wanted to offer SAGE but perhaps wanted to do it in K-2, we would be allowed to do that. But under the current guidelines, that's not possible.
Shelley Greller, Department of Public Instruction SAGE spokeswoman, says it's unlikely requirements will change at this time.
It's state statute that's a K-3 program, so we would not waive grade 3, for instance. If that were to change through the legislature, then obviously we would change how we implement the program.
However, Greller says they try to work with schools to meet the reduced class size requirement.
We've developed a waiver process for that to provide temporary flexibility for schools to either work towards the 15-to-1 compliance requirement, or they may need just a little bit of time to get back to that 15-to-1.
Greller agrees with districts that it's difficult for schools to balance increasing costs with the education they provide. Hendricks says the Sparta Area School District is committed to the program, but he says funding SAGE may become a serious issue in the next budget cycle. The governor's budget proposes an increase of more than $9 million for the program over the next 2 years. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.